We now have in the studio our number two fan. Sorry, Seth, you're not number one. Our number two fan, Sauerkraut Seth Travens.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
And with him,
Alan, and Jim Wright's right next to me.
Oh, I was going to introduce him, but you go ahead. I heard he's called Cowboy Jim Wright.
He's called Cowboy Jim, that's true.
And look at
the cowboy hat on him. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
And how often do you rustle cattle?
About 0 to 1 times a year, yeah.
I don't know. I'm suspicious. He doesn't sound like a cowboy.
Yeah, and he's wearing shorts and sneakers with no socks.
He's wearing a three-piece Western suit.
Oh, I see.
Use your imagination.
Oh, right. It's radio. It's radio. You know, I got a story to tell.
A lot of sequins over here.
And it's about Seth Travens. I think did I tell you the story, Ellen? Off the air?
Last, I'd love to hear it again.
2 weeks ago, I ran into Seth socially, and I introduced the woman standing next to me as my wife. And he was like, no, you're not really married, are you? He didn't believe I actually had a wife.
I thought it was a running joke that Tom would always mention his wife on this show. And I never, ever saw Tom with anyone. So
yeah, well, that's how I roll.
It was just the figment of his imagination.
I keep her locked up. Occasionally, I let her. No, she's only here on weekends.
Right.
But that pleased me, I have to say, in a perverse way, as much as meeting the beautiful young Larkin Travens. He's got a daughter, you know.
I know. You have two kids, right?
No, just one. Jim has two kids.
Oh, what did I read here about the organizers of this new
Why don't
festival?
We tell them what they're organizing? Maybe that'd be a good way to go about it first.
Let's talk about Lodge first.
Oh, now wait, is Jim? Are you performing at Lodge too, Jim?
Yeah, I'm playing there with Seth. Oh. We have a really great country band.
Didn't make the card though, huh?
This card?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
well,
bummer.
Yeah, no, I'm right there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm right there on top of Sauerkraut Seth. So
sorry.
I
you are there, Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim. And friends. I thought you might have been just friends. Okay, so you're going to do it. So Lodge on Friday, August 26th.
Yeah.
You guys will be performing that evening at Lodge Friday night.
Yeah, we're really excited.
That's
about
kind
it.
Of like a country oriented show, country folky. Liv will be there, Liv Caro and Pat Linnan.
Mm-hmm.
So what iteration of Seth will be there?
Well, I'll be playing with Cowboy Jim. I'll be playing the upright bass, and
we'll
have a steel guitar player and a couple of singers, and I might sing one, and Jim will sing some.
I hope you sing more than one.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll all be singing and
cool.
Picking.
We got a fiddler, Lucas Schwartz. Who else we got there?
Do we have a drummer?
I think we have Jim Crutzen on drums.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, and he'll sing too. He's from Catskill.
Yeah.
We got our friend Sarah Gottlieb Cross singing some really great harmony vocals with me and Seth and our friend Scott Camera playing the lap steel guitar. So it'll be a real good country sound, classic country vibe to it. And
I know Ellen prefers the lap steel to doing it stand up, right, Ellen?
I don't know the difference, so.
But
maybe
you prefer, I know you prefer a stand-up bass to an electric bass, right?
How do you know this?
You've told me it.
He makes these things up. Jim Crutzen. Are there many Jim Crutzens around?
There's a couple, right?
No, there's just one in this neighborhood. He's also
a
visual artist.
Yes.
Yeah, a painter.
Excellent
painter.
I
think he may be the one whose truck I sideswept once on Warren Street.
Really, Ellen?
Maybe.
Yes.
There is another Jim Crutzen or something that I have heard. He's a musician. And
awesome.
I don't know if he's a Hudson Valley musician, but I believe he's playing at the Rhythm and Roots Festival because I saw his name on the thing, but it's spelled differently than our friend Jim over here that's going to play for us.
Jim did a painting that I can never forget. It's a portrait of Marino Abramovich wearing a Home Depot outfit saying, hello, my name is Marino. It's great. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Anyway.
Great. Well, this is sounding great.
So, you have a much bigger event of your own planned coming up. Well, we shouldn't say much bigger. Lodge is a pretty big deal around
Lodge
here.
Lodge is a pretty big deal, and it's really important, and it's really important for everyone to come out.
And it's a fundraiser for WGXC. Yeah, yeah.
What's
and
it called?
Well, the
Lodge.
Lodge.
Event. That's a WGXC event, and it's really important that everybody comes.
I misheard it.
Supports
I
that.
I believe it's called the Riedelbauer.
Riedelbauer. That's right. Eat bratwurst and drink beer and pretzels and all that stuff.
Do they need some sauerkraut there, you think?
You should try to get your product on the menu there. I don't know Mr. Riedelbauer himself.
Where can they get that sauerkraut, Seth?
You can get it right down the street from where we're sitting at Flower Kraut at 722 Warren Street.
Wait a second. Do you make a special flower version of sauerkraut?
No.
Oh, it's just a cute little name, huh?
It is a cute name.
It's an amalgam of flowers and kraut products.
We get it. We get it.
I wasn't sure, Ellen.
Thank you for checking.
So Lodge is a big event for us here at WGXC, as you can imagine. But you guys got your own thing in the works. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's called the Old Tone Roots Music Festival. The Old Tone 16 Roots Music Festival. Oh, look at those little drawings. Who did the drawings?
That was me, actually.
Oh, they're cute.
One. Thanks.
So you know, banjos and fiddles.
Yeah.
When I first looked at this, I said, oh, there's a typo here. They must mean Old Town.
Yeah, a lot of...
I went on thinking that for a long time, and I thought they made this typo all the way through, so
wow.
That must
Look
be
at
right.
this. 20-plus bands, Ellen, on three stages. It's like a veritable Lollapalooza. Is that what it's called?
Old-timey Palooza?
Old-timey Palooza. Old Palooza. Roots Music Festival at the Cool Whisper Farm. Who owns that farm?
That's the Schober family, Matt and Lisa Schober.
Okay.
And that farm is located about a mile east of the Hawthorne Valley School and Farm Store.
In North Hillsdale. And this is right after Lodge. This is September 8th, 9th. It's a four-day festival.
Yeah, we have camping and we have, day tickets and everything for sale. But you can go there and camp three nights enjoy camping on beautiful farmland in Columbia County.
Nice.
Here,
it says traditional American handmade acoustic music. Now, I'm confused by that placement of handmade. What's handmade exactly?
Well, the
homemade.
It's homemade, handmade. It's really the festival showcases acoustic music. Made with your hands and strings.
No electronics.
There won't really be any electronics. Maybe a few...
microphones.
A few... there'll be some microphones, but it may be... there'll be some smaller, less prominent...
So no looping, no looping, synthesizer.
No
That's stuff I dig, man.
Yeah. We'll see that at the Lodge, I think, right?
Good point. Yeah. The second night. It's Friday, Saturday.
So it just adds to the diversity in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Foghorn String Band. What do you got to say about them?
Foghorn String Band is really my favorite, and they're an extraordinary old-time music quartet out of Portland, Oregon, and their vocal harmonies are just something that you just won't believe when you see them. And they're really kind of our host band. They're going to play 2 days there.
Oh, wow.
We did kind of build a lot of the festival around them, actually. So we made sure that they were going to be there at this event. We're real excited about the Foghorn String Band.
How old are they? I mean, have they been playing forever? Or
They have in different configurations, but they're based in Portland, Oregon. So they have been playing out west a lot in the central part of the country. But they have been touring up here in the Northeast a lot this last couple years. And you may have seen Caleb Clowder, who's the kind of the leader of the Foghorn String Band, and Reeb Wilms in the Caleb Clowder Country Band, which came through here last month. And they had a really great show at Helsinki. So maybe some people out there went out there and saw them at the Sauerkraut Seth Country Review last month at Helsinki. So
now we can't talk about prices, but we can
sure.
mention where you can get tickets and find out the pricing information.
You, you can get ticket. You can go to our website, which is oldtonemusicfestival.com, and there'd be a link over there to shoot you over to an Eventbrite ticket service.
And does it vary? I mean, is there like daily prices as well as like full package prices?
Right. Up until August 17th is the early bird special, and that ends on the 17th, so next week. So if you're local and you know you want to go to this or want to support this, please go visit our website and check it out. But there are tickets available for full camping for all 4 days. You can buy a day ticket per day if you want to do that. There'll be separate areas to park and everything for that.
And Ellen's going to be very excited about this. There's contra, square, and swing dancing.
That's right.
Like he knows what.
Oh, please. I've seen you, that group that meets on weekly swing dancers.
Oh, sure.
20 bands on 3 stages. Children's activities. There'll be children's activities. What kind of kid stuff?
Our highlight of the children's activities is this guy, Hopalong Andy, who's coming up from Brooklyn, and he's a singing kids cowboy, and he's going to put on a really great show for the kids.
Hey, Ellen. Ramblin' Jack Elliott came from Brooklyn.
Okay.
So he'll do
camping,
a lot of,
picking, and singing. Hands-on instrument. There's a lot of hands-on stuff. Hands-on instrument workshops.
How about make your own guitar?
Well, I guess that's
We're going to have actually two really great guitar, fiddle, and banjo, and mandolin luthiers there.
Cool.
Oh, great.
So if there are musicians in the area and they want to come get some pretty standard guitar maintenance work or something, that will be available there, and they'll also have vendors selling instruments and stuff like that.
I bring my banjo ukulele.
Yeah, well, we have the people from Goat Peak Strings in East Hampton, Massachusetts, coming out, setting up a really big vending station, and they'll be full service for
so there'll be vendors
and Steve Kovacic's coming down from Scotia, New York, to do mostly guitar
craft vendors, luthiers, libations, Ellen.
Don't tell me, Tom.
I know you had drives on that part. Contests. What's this instrument band? Who's gonna? What are the bands here gonna compete?
No. A lot of the artists will be judges. So this will be in the style of old time fiddle convention type instrument and band contest. So there will be. So anybody that's a volunteer, or again, if you are, we are still looking for volunteers to help with the festival. You can go to the website to register for that too. But if you're a volunteer or a ticket holder, you can participate in the band and instrument contest. So if your band would fit any kind of music in here and you want to come out and compete, please do.
Cool.
If you are a fiddle, banjo, guitar, flat picking guitar, dobro, mandolin player. There will be contests for each of those instruments as well. We might start those on Friday afternoon, but generally that's going to take place on Saturday morning.
And I see we certainly have one local band here, the Bash Bish Bluegrass Band. A band not afraid of alliteration.
No. That's one of my bands.
Sorry.
How many bands do you have?
How many bands do I have? Well, I play in that band. I play in another band called the Hay Rollers.
Let's see, are they here?
They're there. And each one, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel trying to get some cheap talent over there, and so we can do that.
So who are the forces? Are you one of the forces behind this?
I'm one of the organizers. My two other main organizers are Matt Downing and Kit Biacco, and they're musicians from Great Barrington, and I'm sure people would recognize their names in the area. They were in the Hunger Mountain Boys and the Lucky Five right now, and they play a lot of swing music and a lot of traditional music in the area for the last 15-20 years. So,
well, there used to be two festivals that happened here in the summer. One was a bluegrass festival.
That's right.
And what was the other one? Can't remember.
Folk festival.
Yeah. And one of them moved to the other side of the river. And is the other one gone out of business, so to speak, too?
No, Falcon Ridge just happened last
last weekend.
Right.
And it seems to be pretty thriving from what I hear from people driving past.
Thriving?
Yeah.
Where is that? In
well, it's already passed, but it's in North Hillsdale every year.
North Hillsdale.
Right.
Okay. I'm curious, who is Aldo Lavaggi?
Aldo Lavaggi is a local fiddler. Oh. I actually play in a band with him called the Brusset Trio. We're a contra dance band. And Aldo, they'll be playing the Brusset Trio. But Aldo is also a teacher of fiddle and old-time music and also Irish and Scottish fiddle tunes. He's a master. He's a protege of Jay Unger, if you know the name.
Yeah, this card, Ellen, I'm starting to realize, is like those magazines in the 50s that men wrote for, and they'd use all different names for their different articles. Like all these bands are the... No, I'm just kidding. You're in a lot of these bands.
That's true. Although, you know, take, for instance, Tuba Skinny. They're a great swing band that have some Hudson Valley roots, I believe, but, you know, they're a national touring act.
Cool.
For instance. So it's not just local folks playing music.
No, I understand. And you guys do have different versions of yourself in performance.
Right. And then, well, really one of the other really great things that Seth is going to be helping out with is on Friday night, there's going to be the Old Tone Classic Country Review starring lots of these artists that are there, these national artists that are there on Friday night. And that'll Seth's going to be a big part of that. And
Seth, I have a question for Seth. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Seth, how does a kid from Queens become interested in old time country roots music?
That's a good
question.
The
kid from Queens is you, of course.
I had a lot of Woody Guthrie albums growing up, and I'm old enough that I used to go to Tower Records in Manhattan, and they still had records. They had like a folk and country and bluegrass section, and you know you could just still get the old Folkways records.
So it was more of a folk sort of country interest.
Well, that may be my roots. I mean, this festival is definitely steeped in, maybe you could call it more authentic old-time bluegrass and old jazz as well.
It sounds great, I have to say. And
do you have a date, Ellen? All four nights. We'll camp out together.
Did we say when it is?
We'll say it again.
We didn't.
September 8th through 11th.
I'm busy, sorry.
It's the second weekend of September, so after
8th, 9th,
Labor
10th,
Day
and 11th.
Weekend, yeah.
Oh, right.
Right.
So when the summer's over, you can relive a little bit of it here at Old Town. But
you know, I went to that bluegrass festival once. I mean, I had a house on the other side of the river at the time. It was so gorgeous.
In Ankrumdale? Or?
I'm not sure where. It was in Hillsdale.
Okay.
You parked your car, and they put you on a hay wagon and went up the hill. And we sat there, and the moon came up as we were there. It was fantastic. It was wonderful.
Well, we hope to have some magical moments
Get the moon going.
You got some hay rides going there?
No, I don't think we'll do any hay rides. But Ellen is kind of bringing up, you know, a little bit of why we started this, me and my organizers and our fleet of other artists that are helping us and we have some amazing volunteers. This is really kind of an artist owned and operated endeavor, and we started this because you know there's a lot of these larger festivals in the area, and we felt like it was missing a lot of the magic of like things that we've gone to. I'm from Northern Virginia, and there's a few festivals down there that I remember going to when I was much younger, and there's some up here that don't exist anymore. That we are really kind of taking our inspiration for this from. So we're looking to start something that's a little more intimate and a little less loud and crazy. Some of those things that can happen at other festivals. So that's what we're going
You've
for.
You've piqued my interest. What are some of those things that happen?
Well, you get festivals with 10,000 people.
Oh, I see.
And so this is not going to attract 10,000 people. This is going to be a lot more down home, a lot more do it yourself, a lot more less corporate and
Yes, I
easy
see,
going. Hopefully,
I see no sponsors. No sponsors.
We have. Time. We do have a growing list of sponsors. You can check them out on the website. We're getting a couple more each day, so we are looking for sponsors. We need donations. We need quite a lot. So you can contact us through the website.
You want to give that again?
That's oldtonemusicfestival.com.
And you can get all of this information.
You can get full lineup.
That.
You can get the description of what the camping's like. You can get the hours of operation. We see some of our vendors. One of the great things is we're really trying to have some good relationships with some of the farms in the area to provide the food, and we're doing that through one of the our biggest food vendor is the. Farmer's wife in Ankrumdale, and they are going to be using a lot of local food to do a Cajun theme night on Friday, which will go well with Jesse Leger and the Bayou Brew, which is the Cajun band closing down the dance tent that night. So, I think he's going to do a fish fry on Thursday and a big roast chicken dinner on for Saturday, and the Schober family is going to do a big beef brisket night on Friday, and then a big pig roast on Saturday.
So food alone will bring
so, food alone. So come out.
Remember,
and support
it's worth it. The price. September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, and children are most welcome. And go to www.oldtonemusicfestival.com. Anything else, Ellen?
No, but do you think we can find Foghorn String Band on YouTube or something?
You can find them all over YouTube.
Oh, is that for me, Ellen? You're suggesting that I go do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, play
foghorn.
Play.
You keep talking while I'm doing that, okay?
Play a Foghorn song.
Play Foghorn.
Yeah, great. I can just. Yeah.
But we've got a lot of national artists. In addition to Foghorn, we got Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass, Ryup Brass Band, a Tuba Skinny. Mike Compton, two-man gentleman band.
Oh, I love the two-man band.
Oh, they're amazing. That's their only public performance for this year, too. So,
really?
Michael Daves, Bradford Lee Folk, and Bluegrass Playboys.
Of course, I was going to bring up Foghorn Leghorn.
We'll finish up here with our favorite train song. Trains are a very popular topic in old-time music, and this one is the king daddy of all the train songs because not only does it feature a train in it, it features homicide at the hands of a razor-wielding maniac.
Nice.
Marital disloyalty, shall we say.
Yeah, I think that's an older indication of the band. But,
so pretty much everything you want is in this one. It's called Reuben. So. '99-ish or something like that. There was a session at the Lucky Lab, an old-time session. I remember you telling me there's this kid, this college kid there. Stipper.
Yeah.
We'll try something else.
yeah, that one right there. That would be better.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. Foot tapping.
Yeah.
do.
Yeah, sing it, Ellen. You go, girl. That was Foghorn String Band. Feature the sort of headlining act of the Old Tone Roots Music Festival, which is happening September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th in North Hillsdale, New York at the Cool Whisper Farm. Go to www.oldtonemusicfestival.com for full information. A listing of all the bands, the vendors, everything. The food. Food looks good, doesn't it?
Workshops.
Sounds good.
Workshops. And we're talking to Jim.
Dance schedule.
Cowboy. Oh, yeah, there's a dance schedule. Cowboy Jim and Sauerkraut Seth. Do you have to have a funny name?
You do, and it's great. And it, I didn't give myself a funny name. How did you get yours?
I used to work at Hawthorne Valley, and there were two Seths. So.
And you're the one who made Sauerkraut.
I became the Sauerkraut Seth.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's the way it should happen. No one gives himself a nickname.
Who named you, Jim?
I think it was a good friend of mine, Tad Higgins, in Copaic, Ancrum, New York, over here.
You're the cowboy.
Yeah.
What features of yourself brought that out to him that you were a cowboy?
I do wear a cowboy hat a lot of the time.
And do you ride horses?
I do not ride horses.
You don't even ride a horse?
Do I really want to? Really? I.
Do you like cowboy movies?
I do like cowboy movies, yeah. No, yeah, I do. I do. But I play a lot of country music.
There
so,
you go.
That's
good enough.
I think that's why it's stuck, I guess.
Yep.
But.
Yep.
And if there are actual bovine fans out there who want to come to this festival, Cool Whisper Farm has a herd of beautiful Scottish Highland cattle. Those are the sort of fluffy cattle with long horns.
Mm.
Just
that
for
Ellen?
What it's worth.
Fluffy cattle.
With long horns.
They're not for petting, but.
No, I wouldn't think so. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
And don't forget to check out the Lodge shows.
We'll be talking more about
that. 2 weeks? So that's in 2 weeks, right?
That is August 26th and 27th, the Lodge at Riedelbauer's. These guys will be there, Cowboy Jim and Sauerkraut Seth. They have a very – you've been playing all over the place lately, Seth.
I guess so, yeah.
When do you have time to make sauerkraut?
Wednesdays.
Oh, I see. It's just a – okay. Like you can get it all done in one day.
There's a schedule.
There's a schedule, yeah. Mm. I wish I had one. Just remember, it's Riedelbauer's is 26th and 27th of August, and this event, the Old Tone Roots Music Festival, is September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. 4 days. It's a four-day festival. That's a lot.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge, as Donald Trump would say. And you can find out all the information at www.oldtonemusicfestival.com. We'll say goodbye to our guests and play another song by Foghorn String Band.
Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. Here we go.
Thanks, Tom and Ellen.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.